This week's episode of Proud of My Cheeks will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
Hell yeah!
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Right, welcome to episode 805 of the Shining Wizards Podcast, and what a podcast it's going to be tonight. We're already not live on Facebook, so we'll look into that in a minute. All sorts of issues. I believe HK's still alive, so if there's a plus this week, there's that. Tonight, we go into the good, the bad, the ugly of SummerSlam, AEW building towards All In, as I can't speak. So why fuck around with it anymore? Tony, let's get into some wrestling talk.
And fucking talk about wrestling, my God.
Rondo!
It's fucking Tony, what the... Bro, what is happening tonight?
Oh, boy.
Seriously, what the fuck is happening tonight?
The good, the bad, the ugly. Hey! Oh, at least one good thing. HK is still alive.
You know, I got some updates from HK from the field. I didn't have them prepped for the beginning of the show because we had some other things going on. But my God.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, folks. But well, I guess Molly, you already posted it up. Handsome Kevin is on his way en route back to the mean streets of fucking Minnesota.
Awesome.
Yeah, he survived.
I'm amazed.
Without hiking boots, by the way. Now let me tell you this. Like I don't want to tell all Kevin's stories because I'm sure he'll have some stories to share with us. But I don't know, Brundo, but it doesn't seem like camping at Yosemite is like that big of a deal.
It probably not. Hold on one second. Uh-oh. I know Biscuits, the pre-show says hold my beer.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Biscuits.
Yeah,
this is Mr. I. Dunkerson.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, we are also we're double T-list tonight.
Yeah. He'll be back soon, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so. If it's not dogs out the window, it's, you know, other nonsense in fucking Morristown.
Yeah, it's definitely rough there.
So how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Had a great week, great weekend. Had a, you know, fun time. Pumped. How about you?
Yeah, you know, work started popping off again, so getting some hours. I dodged a bullet, and I don't have to go to court in the morning, so that's a plus.
Oh, that's always a plus. I imagine court is Newark.
No, I was gonna have to go to Patterson.
Ooh, even worse.
The only saving, I'll tell you this much, the only saving grace about Patterson, I sort of grew up in Patterson because my grandparents lived there and I spent a lot of time at their house. Like, we'd go there for Sunday dinner. Sometimes during the week, like, I would sleep over grandma and grandpa's house, and then I would take rides with grandma on the bus. We'd go shopping, things like that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm familiar with Patterson. I'm not crazy where, like, I know every single area of Patterson is absolutely safe to walk around at any time, day or night.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't – and, like, I
what the hell?
Oh, shit, did I leave?
Yeah, you got removed.
But I also know, like, a lot of the good spots to go to. So, like, when I do make appearances in Passaic County, like, I know where to go to get food. Like, I know, like, the good spots.
Yeah.
And I know that from where my grandparents used to live, like, 5 blocks away, is Patsy's Pizza. And, like, that's, like, one of, like, Dave Portnoy's, like, big spots that he fucking blew up, you know? So I had plans in my head for things to do after court, but now I don't have to worry about any of it. That's why I don't have to worry about prepping anything for tomorrow. So that's why I'm here.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hear loud and fucking clear.
Fucking clear.
Now fix Facebook.
I have to go. Why was wrong with Facebook?
It didn't go live.
All right. I have to go apologize to my wife. So just give me a minute, please.
Okay.
Because I smashed the other soundboard. I had to go in the basement and I had to get this.
Ooh.
No, I'm not happy.
But we're glad to have you, bro.
Yeah.
I just need to go apologize to my wife before I rejoin the show.
Okay.
You do you.
Yeah, I'll be back.
All right. Well, fucking sorry. Sorry. Fucking simpatico over here. Yes, Jesse, indeed.
No, if you knew Rhiannon, you'd apologize too.
Never apologize. Yeah, Rhiannon's a fucking, she's a tough one, bro. She's a sweetheart. She's of the Matthew mold. She'll give you the shirt off her back. But yeah, I guarantee you it's not anything that he did to her.
It's
probably what he did in front of her. Because Double T ain't like that.
No.
Ooh,
no.
Ooh, I got a shit. Oh, there we go.
I hope that wasn't shit.
Can you quack? Yeah, so to get back to my bigger point. So, yes, I've been busy, but no, I don't have to leave the house again tomorrow. So that's a plus.
That's a big plus.
Did you get hit with all the fucking rain and shit today?
Yeah. Yeah, it rained pretty hard for a little while or whatnot. I actually went out, I want to say around like 12, maybe like 12:30, closer to 1. And there's a park by my job. I walk at lunch. And I got back into my car maybe like 4 seconds before the huge downpour happened.
I was going to ask you, are you looking for fucking places to shit?
That's why I walk there. They have a public bathroom.
Well, I mean, everywhere's the public bathroom when it comes to you, right, buddy?
Yeah, more than you know, pal.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, look, the barbecue's coming up in a couple more weeks. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to. Mrs. Brundo is going to attend with me.
And I am dragging Mrs. Tony by hook or by crook.
Please.
I don't care if I have to fucking call them up and say, Morristown football, you got a Sunday this week.
I was going to say, we need a seat that just says your wife's name on the front of it.
Just like last year.
That field.
Just like last year.
Oh, we had that last year?
Yeah, and nobody sat in it.
Well, somebody will this year.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I pulled up HK videos. Let me see if I did this correctly. Oh yeah. I got him here. For some reason, I guess because he's afraid, like he might not have a good signal wherever he is. He just sends me things like multiple times. So I have like 15.
It might come through multiple times.
I don't know. I have 15 different fucking fucking videos on the phone. And I don't know if they're multiplying.
Molly, it's not too, it's probably still time you can change that ticket to your name.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Just don't even book Kevin. Don't even book him.
Yeah. Just, they moved the flight back, 6 hours.
And you know, he threw you under the bus, Molly, when the ticket was booked for July, he said it was all your fault. Kick him in his, dude, do me a favor, Molly. Please punch him in the nuts without context. Just walk over to him and wham. I would air a fucking video of fucking Stunad getting fucking railed in the nuts somewhere out west.
Oh, that would be awesome.
God, it's like fucking Fievel Goes East. or Molly Goes South, one or the other. Are we writing these down?
I haven't written anything down.
Oh, we really haven't had too many gems.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Holy shit, last week's list. Am I still black?
first was the best.
Oh, fuck me running. I don't know. What do you want to get into at this point? I really have no fucking idea. Like what are we waiting? Are we waiting for dipshit to get back?
Maybe. I mean, he watched SummerSlam. I don't want to like jump straight into SummerSlam if that was the thing. And then Matt comes back like right away.
Ah!
We can.
I just got two texts from Handsome Kevin. Am I on? Is this working?
Yes. I know what one of them is.
No, I don't know why. I can't hear myself all of a sudden in my ears.
Oh, no, I can hear you fine.
Okay, so something's going on. Whatever. I got two texts. One says, thanks, fucker. And the next one says, I miss you. Bravo, Molly. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, look at that. Got him. Good.
Got him. He's nuts.
Yeah, bro. I don't know why my headphones aren't working now. What the fuck?
Oh, bro, boy.
This is fucking awful.
We're wrestling talk, but
yeah,
can't hear it.
So as long as you can hear me, I'm okay. I'm not gonna fuck with
you. Yeah,
I'm
can
not,
hear you perfect.
I don't know
the
what's
sultry
going on.
Sounds of Tony voice.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, in case you're wondering, Matt had a fucking he had a bit of a meltdown before the show started, but he's back. He's with us.
Yeah, I'm back. You're loud, Tony.
Am I really loud? Because I can't even hear myself.
You're loud in my headphones, but it might just be my headphones.
I don't understand. This is what happens when you aren't sponsored by Wingstop.
That's one of the 20 sponsors for SummerSlam.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, just read the ring.
Well, not only that, but I noticed that there's also names around the canvas again. Did you notice that? Like the little black like writings like every couple of feet on the apron?
I only noticed the big black things.
All right.
Write it down.
I only noticed...
Hold on. I got to fix my mic. Give me a second. I'm sorry.
No, you do
all
you, bro.
Good, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I didn't notice those, but just looking at the rings, I made a major league joke. I turned to my friend. I was like, Jesus, the freaking ring looks like the Yellow Pages. All the ads.
You know, and that's what I was going to get into. It is pretty ridiculous. It's like sponsorship to like an obscene level at this point. Like, I get it. Like, you want to sell some spot on the ring if you're making a couple hundred thousand, couple million, whatever they charge for that shit. Yep. God bless. But it just seems like every fucking square inch of that canvas has advertising for something now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
Hopefully it's not slippery too, because I remember Logan Paul said it was. What was I gonna say? Logan Paul said at one point it was kind of like you step on it and you feel like it feel different than the rest of the mat.
Yeah, because it's probably all laser printed on and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
kind of reminds you of like some of the indie groups that they don't have a proper canvas and they just put like fucking plastic over the mats. You've seen them, right? It just looks like a garbage bag for a canvas.
My all-time favorite is the indie group that had the ring that was held up by a tree stump. I can't remember who it was, but I think it was here in Jersey.
That sounds very familiar. I feel like I was either at that show or I know of that show quite well.
Yeah.
That does sound very familiar.
Okay. Can you hear? We're back. Can you hear me?
I can hear you
perfectly, sir.
No, hey, echo. Double T. Yes, quick sir. Question. What indie show in New Jersey or around here had a tree stump for a fucking for the
hold up the ring? Spring?
Yeah, like that's familiar, right? Like we talked about this on the show.
It's not ISPW.
No,
it's Gary Wolf used to work there all the time. Tyler Fullington was there. They used to run in like Island.
It's not
ACW or.
Actually, no, it's not. It's not fucking. What's his name? God,
Rob Fury. It's Rob Fury.
Oh God, FWE. It was him.
I believe so.
Holy shit, dude! I forgot about Rob. Oh no! All right, I know who. Yeah, it was Rob Fury. You're right. I'm thinking of somebody else. Who's the one that Gino Moore used to run? What was that one? The one that Pat Buck and Kevin Matthews showed up at the show and shit talked them all in their own ring. What fucking promotion? I gotta Google this shit now.
Yeah, Gino, I don't remember.
It was with the fake doinks, right?
With the fake everybody.
Was that the famous wrestling clown? I definitely remember seeing posters that instead of doink, it said famous wrestling clown.
Yeah, that was probably it. National Wrestling Superstars, NWS.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember them.
That was it.
I feel like they ran in Richfield Park before.
Oh, they ran in Belleville.
I think that's the one. There's a match between Julio Fantastico or Julio De Niro or whatever and Giant Silva. And Julio beats the shit out of him for no reason.
Really?
Yeah, that happened in Richfield Park.
Was it JCW?
No. What did you say? NWS.
NWS.
National Wrestling Superstars.
Yeah. Bro, I hit the laptop of the soundboard on the table so hard the bell ended up by the bathroom door.
Wow.
There's so much rage inside of me. If I knock over this energy drink one more time, I'm not going down the same road I went down last week. I will not be having any alcoholic beverages tonight. I watched a ton of wrestling. The new laptop looks great. We have the internet, although we did have an outage this afternoon, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
He's still just a rat in a cage, everybody.
Jesus. But I can hear myself. There's no echo. There's no delay. I think I look okay.
No, you look great.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm here with my boys, the Shining Wizard. I do see Molly in the chat. So what's the status on Fucknuts?
He's on his way back. He survived. I was telling Brundo, Yellowstone is not like the wild wilderness campgrounds that we thought it would be. It seems more like the Disney World of camping. At least from the pictures he was showing. Like there's fences up. You can go see the geysers. It seems like a family day trip too, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay. 100%. Yellowstone is like, I don't know how to put it, but. It's definitely not like camping out in the woods. It's like camping out in, I don't know, your backyard, like he's used to.
All right.
At least from what I've heard.
Well, he did say there were a couple of buffalo run-ins and maybe bears. Wow. I got a couple videos.
He did say the bear. I remember him saying the bear.
Are they as riveting as the last video you played last week?
Oh, when he told you to eat his shit when he fucking bought some hats?
Yeah. Oh, because I was going to get a hat made for him when he came to the barbecue that said I went to Yellowstone. All I got was a stupid hat, but it's a fucking waste of money.
Probably not as much as a handicapped t-shirt.
Or
should wear that to the barbecue.
Dude, that shirt's heavy as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. Do you want to watch any videos from Dingleberry? I got a couple.
Do the listeners care to see? I mean, he made it out alive, so I guess that's okay.
Yeah, these aren't like, you know, post-mortem fucking videos or anything like that. Hey guys, if you're watching this, I'm fucking dead.
I want to see if this works. Let me know if you hear this.
When the girl starts to strut, you can look at her, but you shouldn't do that.
All right.
I should do that.
All right, good. I run the soundboard from the other laptop. Oh, now I feel better.
Good. Because I can't hear myself at all, so.
You sound wonderful.
Oh, I know. I sound great. I just can't hear myself. I don't know what happened.
I do. Brundo took over the picks lead.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No,
he took over the
lead.
That's no fucking way.
Yeah.
How the fuck did I do that?
There's no fucking way.
You guys were tied. You guys were tied. Now Brundo's up a game.
No. We weren't tied.
No, we weren't tied.
I was up by 4.
Not on Brundo Fly.
Yeah.
I was up at least by three.
Dude, what did you do?
Oh, no.
Because last week we all went 7-4.
Yes. I was still in the lead. What the? Maybe you do need to break more stuff.
Then disregard.
The way I figured it was Brundo went up a game on the first night, and the second night we all wound up being the same, or at least yeah. Brundo and I were the same.
I think HK might have gained some ground on the second night. He had Chelsea. He had Aaron.
Him and Brundo had the same records for the weekend. They both went 8-3.
Okay.
And we kicked the number one contenders match to the curb.
Yes. Which, of course, as soon as Gunther came out, I said, oh, I'm going to put it on Gunther. And then when Kevin Owens came out, I was like, well, I guess Kevin Owens is going to win.
All right, so let's talk SummerSlam.
Yeah.
But did you guys already start talking? I'm sorry.
No, I mean,
unless you wanted to watch the HK videos, it's up to you.
No, fuck. He'll be back next week. Oh,
wow.
HK, go get some ice for your mother.
I mean, do you want to play one? Play one just to appease him. He took the time to make a video.
I miss his stupid almond head face.
His stupid almond head face.
Right. Too many wontons. I know what's going on.
Here's one.
And some Kevin. So no moment of silence. Still alive.
Oh, wait a minute. All right. See, brother, this is what I was talking about. We watched this one. He fucking sent me like 300 different fucking videos. All right. Hold on. All right. This is definitely the new one. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Handsome Kevin. It is the morning of my ninth morning here in nature. It's going to be my last. It's going to be my last quick update. I do have options. It turns out they gave me this. I don't know if you can tell or not, but just say my name, and that is Park Ranger, Junior Park Ranger, which is, I think, it's just a whole response to me. The Master Park Ranger.
Masturbator.
I'm coming home, looking forward to it. Everything went pretty well. They did find a dead hiker while I was out here. one dead hiker, so that guy was like an expert hiking guy.
Was he?
Clearly, I'm better than this expert hiking guy that can make it.
Wow.
Yeah, 9 days.
No, you're just faster.
Good night, Diana.
That was worth it. I forgot about the dead hiker.
Wow, I did not see that coming. Dead hiker. Wow.
Officer Masturbator. Good for him.
I wonder who gave him the badge. Like, you think like the fucking who's the guy that runs the fucking the national parks? What do they call him?
Park ranger.
The park ranger. Like the park ranger came around like, "Hey there, handsome Kevin."
He probably just saw the little like shoe prints in the dirt and he just followed it thinking he was going to find a kid.
No, here. Here's the thing. He went to the fucking the gift shop, and they had all of them. Like, he just fucking turned the little thing, and they're like, "Oh, here's the case. Here you go, Kevin." I bet you there's a Matt, a Brundo, a Tony, all on the fucking thing. A Bort.
Bort.
I'm glad he's okay.
Me too.
Yeah, he's fine.
I'm a little offended that he barely responded to the group text, but he sent tons of video and messages to you though, Tony, and he left me and Brundo. Maybe just me. I don't know. Brundo, did you get messages?
Nope.
Right, so
Well, the nice thing was I was also getting message updates from Molly as well, and I got sunburned pictures of HK because he went hiking with a fucking tank top on.
That's not a surprise though.
And I also got pictures of him like all snuggled up at the hotel on the way out. I think there was another one. Oh yeah, and him all snuggled up in the tent.
Oh boy.
I got the good picks.
I didn't have the good picks this weekend.
Neither did I, brother. Neither did I.
What? So let's. Well, we got to start because we all watch SummerSlam, right?
Most of it. Yeah.
Doesn't feel like the biggest party of the summer.
It sure didn't.
But you know what? I wasn't really disappointed in what I saw.
Both nights?
I enjoyed what I watched. Yeah.
I think night one was far more superior than night two.
I tend to agree. There was some good on night two.
Right.
The stuff you got for free was great. The Intercontinental title match was good. And then,
You didn't like the main event, huh?
No. It just didn't hit for me.
No, the one that didn't hit was fucking Cody and CM Punk. Like, it just felt like it went on forever.
So did the other main event.
No, I get it. But, like, I guess because I've been seeing it so much when it comes to the Bloodline, like, when they're talking shit to each other, like, I kind of enjoy that.
I don't know.
I think it went on too long, but I do enjoy when they do shit like that.
When they were talking shit, I'm just like, fucking punch each other. Do something. Stop talking. It's a wrestling match. Hit. Just punch, please. And then, part of it, too, them fighting to the outside and going around the crowd. And then, like, right after that, then the referee starts counting. Ugh. I'm picking nits, I know. And the same thing could happen in other companies, but yeah.
Part of the reasons it didn't hit.
I thought Nick Aldis and Gunther was a great match.
Yes, 100. That was probably the best match of the weekend.
You really think so?
I thought Nick Aldis looked great. They didn't do too much. It was a very simple wrestling match.
And that's exactly what I said to the kid. I said, watch this. I said, look at how little they're doing, but it means so much.
Yeah.
It was so good. I like Penta and Gable.
Penta and Gable was good. That was a fine match.
A little too much with the shit on the apron, though. Between the fucking power or the fucking suplex and then the fucking Canadian Destroyer. Like, that shit I could do without. But I had no problems with it.
My biggest problem with the main event, I had a couple, to be honest with you. Them shit-talking each other and, like, the commentators laying out kind of annoyed me because it felt like they were talking to each other forever and you could barely fucking hear it. Any spot where somebody else was behind, either Seth was behind Roman or Roman was behind Seth, you could see them looking at the screen from the way it was shot. That fucking bothered me.
No, I get it.
Both of them did it in like a 3-minute span. The referee gets fucking bumped, but then he just jumped in for the pin.
He did. Yeah, he was in quick.
Like, he came out of nowhere, and there was no pin attempts while the referee was knocked out.
And you could see the ref, too, like, pop up, like, towards the end of it. You see his head, like, pop up, like, are they ready yet?
Yeah, and he came flying in the fucking ring. And the finishers mean nothing. I'm over. I'm done. AEW, WWE, fucking MLW, Femi took fucking like 3 F5s. He took a fucking tombstone on the fucking boards. There was the Cody cutter to the super Cody cutter, fucking 100 GTSs, 100 spears, 5 Superman punches, 4 curb stomps, 3 pedigrees, and a partridge in a pear fucking tree.
Did you like CM Punk's moonsault?
Oh, you look like Terry Funk.
Yes, he did. Drunk Terry Funk.
Fucking Phil. What are you doing, Phil?
I'll tell you what, sleeper favorite. That fucking 6-man with the Usos.
Yes, bro. That was really good.
And the fucking, you know what? Like, every time, like, I know Matt always complains when Jay's fucking doing the Yeet shit. When fucking Solo Sikoa busted it out, I was fucking rolling, dude. It was so good.
Because it's like a fuck you to Jay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only reason I picked the Bloodline.
I did too.
Was because they were really hammering home the fact that, like, LA Knight can't trust these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I was for sure thinking, like, there would be an errant, like, forearm kick, whatever, and that would cost them the match. Because now all I can think about, since Phil is going to face fucking Kevin Owens, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But I don't think they give us Oba Roman immediately. And the whole thing with LA Knight is he wants to fight Roman Reigns. So I think it's going to be your fucking Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, I was thinking that too when he won this morning. I'm going through my head like, who's going to be next? Trying to figure out who's what. It's like too early for Oba. And then LA Knight was the one that made the pin, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I got both six-man tag matches wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I only got one.
The turn went to the other match. I was telling Brundo, I was disappointed in my picks. I was really annoyed that I didn't take Chelsea Green because I had Chelsea Green on my head and I went with Charlotte. But the one that really fucking annoyed me that I wish I had back was Baron Corbin. I fucking locked him in. I was like, he's going to fucking win. He has to win. Why would they bring him back to job? And fucking A, I said, nope, Trix only had the belt for a little while. There's no way. And they just put the fuzzies on the belt too. You know?
Yeah, that is a, that match, there was a spot there where little Yachty wasn't where he's supposed to be.
Yep.
Yes.
Fucking stared at each other. And it's like,
you can hear Corbin go, Yachty. Like, and then all of a sudden he gets smacked.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know what though? And the crowd was not really like vocal for that match, but everything that Corbin did, I enjoyed his shit. I really did.
Yeah.
Just the way like he beats him up, he looks at the crowd, he's like, you're booing me? And like just like a fuck you to everybody. I really enjoyed this match. I did. There was a lot that like left a little like to be desired, but I really enjoyed like Baron Corbin's work in this match.
His shit looked fucking good too. One of my friends I was watching with has to be the biggest Baron Corbin fan you'd ever meet, and it just made his night that Baron won.
It was surprise. I mean, he doesn't do anything for me. It was a fine match. You know, I thought I'm with Tony though. They fucking feathered up Trick's title. Like I thought this was like,
yep,
and like. You know, if we finish the show tonight and we put Raw on and Trick is challenging for the world title, like, okay, like he's moving up, but that's not how the WWE works. So he'll just be parallel, right? Maybe he goes after the IC title. Like it doesn't make, I don't know. He's like, he's lost in like mid card hell.
He's
right now.
If he doesn't get like a prominent spot for Money in the Bank or something like that, he's going to be where Carmelo Hayes is, where, remember Ilya Dragunov? You know,
yeah,
guys like that.
Isn't he now?
Is he though? I thought they're just not using him. Because we haven't seen him. I don't think we've seen him since the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it was. I mean, look, I enjoyed night one more than night two. I am all for women having equal types of matches like men. You want to have a ladder match, you want to do the Royal Rumble. But you got to put the right people in it, right? You got to put the Baileys and the fucking Io Skies and the Kerry Sanes and the people who can work in the, like, Jade and Lash were just clunky in the match. Like, it just, Tiffy took a lot of fucking, like, goofy bumps. Oh. And she's the U.S. champion. Why is she in the match?
Yeah. That freaking, that one she took from Lash where it was like the, sort of like a power bomb or whatnot onto the ladder, the bump that she did, yeah. Like just like bump up. Wow,
yeah,
I don't know how she's not dead.
I love Chelsea winning though. I wish I had that pick back. I really do. I really do. And I love, you know what? It's, you know me with WWE, I'm usually down on it, but I'm feeling like KO coming back. He looks great, by the way.
That was a nice surprise, and that match was really well done, too. Yeah. When Sammy and fucking KO give each other the hug, and then there's like, all right, let's fucking do it. Title shots on the line, you know? I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I like fucking Nick Aldis is back as the GM. He brings out Gunther. They shake hands. Nick had a big old shiner, too.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. And then he brings back KO, which is huge. And then so we're going to get like a fresh... Phil and KO, that should be fucking exciting. It should be different.
Yeah.
Right? Randall's back.
I'm okay with that. Fucking crowd loved it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. And it's nice to, you know, if it takes Cody out of the world title picture, I'm okay with that too.
But it's keeping Cody as a face at this point too.
Yeah, but I think, like, I feel like we're going down the John Cena road, right?
Is this never going to turn?
Yeah, like, remember we were always like, he should turn, he should turn. I just don't think they're going to do it.
No, but they kept planting the seeds. That was the difference. Like, John Cena was always like, John Cena sucks. Like, the crowd wanted him to be a heel. But, like, Cody, they've been planting these seeds here, there, and everywhere, you know? Latest was with the belt slap when Punk threw it over his shoulder, you know?
Yeah, it's just, who do they, you know, that's a big, like, he's the Wheatley guy, he has his fucking podcast, like, who, like, if you, make him, if you make him bad, like, someone has to replace him, no?
My God, could you imagine drunk Cody Rhodes, like, he fucking gets hammered off of Wheatley every week before his fucking matches?
You remember that post-show, him and Jay were all fucking banged up afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking some of the greatest shit ever, bro! And we don't eat, no yeet. He's like, we had a few adult beverages on the bus.
And now Chelsea's interim, so that means we're going to get her and Rhea. That's different.
Did you see the video that Cardona posted? Because he was in the crowd watching. And he's like, come on, baby, you got it, you got it. When she pulls the belt down, he yells, fuck yeah!
That's great. I'd gone and watched the show with people yesterday and we watched the post show. So she clearly shouted out the win to Michael Hayes.
Oh, good. No. Yeah, it's amazing. Yep. And we were talking about it. Brenda, was it on the show when KO was back there, how he shouted out Rebel talking about ALS?
Yes. Oh, that was on the post show. That was the post show. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. That's huge. That's a great move by KO.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with Danhausen.
Mm-mm. That didn't hit.
I dug it.
The thing on Monday night and then this, I'm just like,
the thing on Monday night might have been one of the worst things they've ever done on Monday night. Yeah.
It might be a little overkill at this point. I get it. But I didn't see Monday, although I heard the groans from everyone in the wrestling world. But I was okay with this one, man, especially when commentary is making fun of JD McDonagh.
Bro, he murdered those midgets. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's why I loved it, dude.
Yeah, but that's not anything to do with Danhausen.
The choke slam he gave one of them where he kind of like lift him up a little bit. He's like, nah, just go all the way. That bounced.
And I do like how they kept mentioning that El Torito was the one Danhausen midget, which was cool. Who's the midget that does stand-up comedy?
Oh, Brad Williams.
Brad Williams, he did an interview. He's like, I want to be a Minnehausen. He's like, I don't care what it takes. Please, somebody get in touch with him. I goes, I'll get the shit beat out of me. Just make me a Minnehausen. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the match was fine. And you knew what it was going to be. You were going to be JD. There was going to be the midgets. There was going to be Joe Hendry. Yeah. Don't put over that the bag has like a whatever, how much amount of money it is, and then show that it's just dollar bills and Danhausen money.
Hey, you could have bought that on WWE shop. Danhausen no money. Shit. They were giving that away for free.
That's fucking amazing. You know what else was cool? I don't know if it made the show, but at one point on his way to the back, Danhausen stopped by Nick Khan and his family and started giving him money. Like, come on. Shit like that is fucking hysterical.
I was surprised that they talked about it on commentary for Liv and Io, that this is her first title defense since WrestleMania.
Because that's what everybody's been talking about. And she played it up after the match, too. She's like, I'm going to take another 100 days.
Good for her.
Which makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
So Liv Morgan could just sit around with the title, but fucking, what's her name, gets her butt fucking.
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea gets hurt. And like, oh, she'll be back, but we need an interim champion in the meantime. Like, nah, those two, they don't jive, man.
Yeah.
They don't jive.
Yeah, and I'm with the True Prince of Pro here. I'm going to go to that. I'm going to pop that up there. Dominic deserves so much better than jobbing to Danhausen. Dominic was so checked out that he was wearing old gear and didn't even bring out the AAA mega title because he didn't want to devalue it. It is fascinating to see how important he is on the AAA TV show. Like, he's going into Triple Mania. He's going to main event against El Grande Americano. They just had to move the venue to a bigger room in Las Vegas because they're selling so many fucking tickets. And here he is, like, in this where, like, fireworks from, like, Kane are knocking, making him lose the match. Come on, yeah. Man.
Danhausen's a little overkill. There's really no reason he should have been involved with, like, Dominic.
What's next? Like, where does he go next?
To go job to Grande Americano. That's what's going to happen.
Dom,
right?
Danhausen. Like, what is next for him? Like,
he's building shit in his cloning machine.
And I know he makes money like hand over fist for the company, right? With all the masks and the dolls, and the fucking Danhausen mobile was out and about in Minnesota. Are you giving out ice cream?
What, HK's car?
Did you see it?
No, I did see it. I did see it. Yeah.
It's fucking wild, right? And I get it. He's great. He's over. But, like, let's pump the brakes now. Like,
we don't need shit in the ring every week.
No. It's going to get fucking old, and it's going to get old way too fast.
Well, but here's the thing, right? When did he debut? Survivor Series.
No, Elimination Chamber.
No.
Oh, it was Elimination Chamber?
Yeah.
I thought it was Survivor Series.
No.
I'm thinking of Punk. So still, what's it been? When was Elimination Chamber?
February.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been 6 months, right?
Yeah, but like this, like, he got hot with the Knicks thing, right? And rightfully so. It's super smart for the WWE to capitalize on that. Then he gets the Knicks involved in Saturday night's main event, which was like 2 weeks ago. But then he's fucking doing the stupid concert with Joe Hendry, which was so fucking bad. So fucking bad.
Should I seek it out? Do I need to watch it?
It's just bad. I mean, I'm still used to this new, like, if I just leave the cursor over something, it, like, that's why I took you out when I came back in before, Tony. Like, I just put the cursor over something and it just does it.
Huh. Cursor? Curse?
Cursed. If you want to, I mean, you could look it out, seek it out, and waste a couple minutes of your valuable time, but.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Patterson tomorrow. Seek that out.
Great. All right, that's true.
They brought in the guy who, like, went on crazy on Twitter talking about trans and gay people.
Oh, my God. Yeah, one little Google, you find out who this fucking idiot is.
Wait, what's this?
The guy, the MMA boxer guy, whoever was involved.
Ryan Garcia.
They had him involved Monday night with Joe Hendry and Danhausen.
And what did he say?
He went on tirades on X about how he was going to beat the gay out of his kid and all trans people should die, stuff like that.
He said all trans people should die?
It may not have been die, but yeah, it was really fucking bad. But, and they were plugging him all weekend because it's...
Sounds like it's he's gay to me.
KO fight, yeah. So.
Let me write that down.
What?
That's unfortunate.
Like to me.
Yep.
That's just WWE being tone deaf, not fucking realize, you know, thinking they're gonna get old, you know, just bringing fucking people in to fucking.
Dude, it's wrestling. Both major promotions booked Mike Tyson, who like went to jail for rape. I mean, like, you know.
It's just too many spoons in the fucking WWE porridge. ESPN has a say. Netflix has a say. TKO has a say. Like.
Yeah.
It's a publicly traded company that's owned by so many fucking conglomerations right now. It is what it is.
You see,
it is what it is, dude. It's corporate, man. Like when the fucking board makes decisions, like that's what the company has to do.
No, but it's like
it was the same shit like with Twitter, right? So like when Elon Musk comes along and says, like, I want to give you $1 bazillion, the fucking shareholders are like, you better take that fucking money because that's money in our pockets. That's exactly what happens in the business world. Exactly what happens.
I get it, but it's not making the product better. It's making it just it's sanitized, it's fucking washed down.
But like, it's making the shareholders money. That's what
is it,
that's what matters.
Of which I am, and my kid actually said to me, he goes, I know you like Microsoft. He goes, but TKO actually did you quite well.
Like they didn't do, and if I missed it, I apologize, but did they do the whole like, this is how many people were in attendance. Like
they did not.
Of course they didn't. Didn't they only sell like a quarter of the tickets or half the tickets?
They probably gave away a shitload of fucking free tickets.
You know, Chris Van Vliet was in the front row first night.
So was the WWE radio guys.
What, LaGreca was in the front row?
him and Bull Ray. And,
all of them.
Bro, Tommy so many Dreamer. People, so many people in that crowd look like Dave LaGreca. I swear to God, the gray hair, the glasses. For a minute there, I thought I saw Petey Brown too, but
Petey Brown was there. Him and Duke were there.
Wait, Petey Brown and Duke hang out? I had no idea.
I don't know if they went together, but I'm friends with both of them on Facebook.
Juice Springsteen was there. April Kyle was there.
Kyle, yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle's a Minnesota guy, or did he travel?
No,
he traveled.
So did Juice. Juice is from Pittsburgh.
Did anybody talk to Juice for 3 hours while he was there?
No, I don't know. It's a great question.
I did joke with my friends when they were showing all the legends on the second night, and they showed the Killer Bees.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I've seen one of those guys' father-in-law's feet.
There you go. I don't know. Brian Blair's father-in-law's feet or the fucking Rock and Roll Express's balls. Those are kind of both up there.
Well, I've seen balls every time.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know, like Punk and Cody, ref bump. Roman, Seth, ref bump. Like, it's just paint by numbers.
And the punches standing off against each other. There was a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah. The main events were like the least. And I understand that Michael Cole has a job to do.
Oh, the fucking worst.
Especially, he was so fucking bad during, what is it? The opening four-way. Where he was just constantly bitching about Sami Zayn. This guy's a whiner. Go cry about it. It's like, shut the fuck up and call the match.
Oh, the main event was worse. This is the greatest main event of all time. Oh, yeah. These are the goats. Like, come on now.
You got to stop blowing these guys. Seriously. You're there to call the match. You got to embellish a little bit, but come on.
It was bad enough when he blew the Miz.
Wonder what that tasted like.
Jizz. Miz Jizz.
Write it down.
Miz Jizz.
Miz Jizz.
File that on rape night.
I really enjoyed Oba Brock too.
I did too. Although, wait. There's one thing that I didn't like about Oba Brock. Why did this need to be in Hell in a Cell? Why? They did nothing that had anything to do with this cage. Nobody used it as a weapon. Nobody tried to run. Like, what was the point? The big spot, he ripped up the fucking apron, the canvas.
Yeah.
You don't need the cage for that.
No. It could have been Texas Death.
Yeah, these guys wanted to murder each other. They weren't trying to get away. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. I mean, it's SummerSlam, so I have to make it feel bigger than it is. I do props for not having to look at the fucking cage all night. They had that shit tucked away up there, or they didn't show it at all.
Well, they weren't showing a lot of the stadium. I don't know if you figured that out.
Yikes.
I mean, look, even if they sold out half the place, 30,000 is nothing to sneeze at, but an event like this, you got to put 60,000 people in there. And here's the problem. Go ahead, Brendo. I'm sorry.
How many did they have last year? They probably had 40,000, 50,000?
Where? So at MetLife, right?
At MetLife, yeah.
But here's the problem, right?
Let me see if I can find that.
Don't jack your ticket prices so much. Get more people in the door, because not only does it look better on television, but it's going to sound better. And you've got more people in there that are likely to spend money on other things rather than a ticket. Yep. They'll buy concessions. They'll buy fucking souvenirs. Like, they'll buy anything. If you got a couple extra bucks in your pocket and you're having a good time, fuck yeah, let me get the program. Let me get the hat, you know? Like, fuck it. I'd walk out of there with a Chelsea Green hat if I had a couple extra bucks. Why not?
I used to always buy the event t-shirts on, like, everything I went to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So last year, night one in MetLife, 53,161. Night two, 65,61.
Yeah.
Night one of this year's SummerSlam, 36,683. Night two, 33,086.
You got the prices. I don't know how many. I mean, I know we talked about a few people that traveled to Minneapolis, but you're more likely to get more people here in New Jersey, because if you're coming from overseas, New York's the first stop on the trip, you know? Like, you're here.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There ain't shit to do out there.
And on top of that, too, I was listening to Stevie Richards talk about it. And it makes sense. When you WCW did the same shit. When you start dropping prices on tickets, now the people start to expect, like, well, they're not selling tickets. Let's wait for them to drop the prices. Let's wait for them to start papering the arena. Once you start giving tickets away, there's no putting that back in the jar. There's not.
Right. Yeah. And then what they go, like, last after the show last week, what they go to, $25 tickets?
Yeah.
They, like, went way down.
Yeah. Also, AEW, like, did the same shit for a while, too. Like, I don't know what their story is now, but it's bad no matter who does it.
Yeah. And look, realist, like, come on now. It's not, WWE is not a cheap show to go to. And considering what we have to sit through when we watch it live, like the commercials and shit, do you really want to pay that much money to sit in a fucking stadium and watch fucking commercials? I watched SummerSlam 90 the other night. Dude, it was bang, 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 bang. Just nonstop. Backstage segments, match, backstage segment, match, match, backstage. Like, it was nonstop. I don't need to sit through fucking Cricket Wireless commercial or what the fucking game, what the game and the fucking logo in the middle of the ring. Every time there was a quick shot of it, I thought someone was bleeding. Those, like, little red dots that were all over the place.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't blame anybody. It's what, fuck, $200 to get in the fucking door? That's a lot of money these days.
Yeah.
Unless you pay for parking, you're there long enough, you're going to want to eat.
Right. And to Tony's point, if you got to travel, then you got to pay for a fucking flight. You got to pay for a hotel. You got to maybe a car.
Yeah.
For what? To watch fucking commercials on a fucking 100-foot TV?
How
70
much
minutes of wrestling?
Do you? They got to be making more money, like, through ESPN, through Peacock, through all that, instead of just pay-per-view buys nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Like the contracts alone have to be worth it for them to get rid of, like, the pay-per-view audience pretty much, you know, like, completely. So, like, what are they doing with all the extra money? Like, why can't they at least pass some of that down and fucking keep the ticket prices reasonable?
Who knows? You guys were talking about it before. A zillion advertisers, they're paying fucking big money.
Right? Every inch of that canvas.
We got Club WWE, too, that just started, mm-hmm. where you can get all this special shit. And then the thing that caught me off guard the other night, content you can't see anywhere else. So are we putting, like, hard-to-find wrestling matches behind a paywall now?
Oh, I hope not.
Because they're very vague in everything, like special merch, this, that, the other thing. Like, they're not really like, what is special? Like, what is the special merch? What are the perks?
I hope it's merch that was spelled wrong.
Like commercials? It's,
no, merch. You know, like, instead of Yeet, the shirt says Yeety or something.
Or Minnesota.
Is that what they did? They spell Minnesota wrong?
Originally, yeah, like some of the first graphics, yeah, had SOBA or SO. It might have been SODA, SODA. They completely misspelled it.
AI is great, isn't it?
Fucking dog shit.
Yeah. And dog shit. Yeah, we didn't even bring up the Chad Gable right afterwards celebrating with the dog for Bug Root Beer.
Yeah,
and my friend, we were screaming for the dog to turn on him. It's like, that's got to be somebody under that mask. That guy is huge.
It's so just, like, I don't. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
It really is too much for me. I don't want to see Bandito's fucking sister help him win a match, and I don't want to see Chad Gable and his fucking family in the ring, and then some fucking root beer dog that looked like a cat. I don't want to see it. I don't give a shit if Bianca Belair is pregnant. I don't want to see that during a fucking PLE. I want to see goddamn fucking wrestling. I don't want to. Give me a backstage segment. Give me something to fucking invest in. His fucking guy. I just saw him and his fucking family in Mexico when he lost his mask. I don't need to see him again.
You know what? The family being in there, that at least made sense. He's the hometown guy. He wins his first singles title. They're front row. Okay, go in, celebrate with your family. Give him a couple of hugs and then go to the back. But they had to remind. It's even like the dog had to be like, "Hey, don't forget about these sodas.
Yeah, drink these instead root of milk. Beers,
celebrate with buddy. These root beers."
Yeah. He's trying to fucking clap, and it doesn't match up with his fucking entrance music. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, I tell you. Night one better than night two. Overall, not bad. I liked the four-way on night two, and I liked the Chad Gable Penta.
I really liked Liv and...
Liv and Io was good, too.
Liv and Io was really good. Especially Matthew Burch said it before. The ending sequence was fucking great. They got me a whole bunch of times. It just makes me want to see more Liv Morgan matches, and now I don't know if I will.
I mean, they're collecting gold over there in the Judgment Day.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Raquel's got the IC title now. She's all strapped up.
Hey, where's Roxanne? She's still around?
Yeah, she got. Yeah. She interfered. She interfered.
She was the first one
still
out there.
Around.
I didn't see the EO match. I actually took my own advice and didn't watch like the women's match.
That was the woman's match to watch. If you were gonna watch.
Yeah.
That.
Well, I know.
I thought Fatal Influence looked good too. And Brie got all fucked up. She broke her arm or something.
Yeah. She was. But I don't. You could see her holding her shoulder.
Yeah.
Wait, is she the one that? No, Nikki just came back.
Yeah, Nikki just came back. You can't have two Bellas at the same time.
No.
It's like the fucking Top Flight.
Yeah.
But I also
actually for the Bellas it'd be Top Heavy.
Write it down.
At least for one of them.
Let's get my bell that's not halfway across the room.
Ding, ding, ding.
I also don't give a shit about Paige and Nikki Bella in fucking 2026.
And why? They kept saying that, like, oh, they're the best of friends. Were they ever really?
No.
I mean, before Paige came back, they weren't.
No.
They feuded.
Maybe on... Yeah, I just don't give a shit.
It was
maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. BCB didn't stand for fucking Bellas or PCB or whatever it was.
But like you look at like the ladder match, so there's you know, I'd rather watch Jade and I'd rather see Lash in a regular match at Tiffy time. Julia, who got like fucking squashed in like 2 minutes on SmackDown, like Jordan Grace, who I don't know where the fuck she's been.
There's a rumor she asked for her release.
Well, didn't they say Dragunov did too?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't blame them.
Why are they getting rid of her already?
They're not getting rid of her, but they're not using her.
Yeah, she's not doing anything. Where's Blake Monroe? Blake Monroe would have been great in that, too. She's done a lot of nothing on the main roster.
I don't know. These broads don't belong in ladder matches.
Yeah, Blake has a history of being a little harder core.
Oh, yeah? She made a movie?
Made a great one with fucking Tony Storm, so...
Not wrong there.
Wait, is that real?
No, they did.
No. Like... Her match with Tony Storm.
Oh, they rubbed their titties called it the booty. And shit.
Well, is they had the. One? Yeah, that was her and Mina.
Oh.
Tony Storm, Mariah May, Tony Storm was like just a bloodbath. Their last.
Who's the other broad in the Brawling Birds?
Windsor?
Jamie Hayter and Alex Windsor.
Oh, Windsor, that's it. That's what's his name's wife, no?
Yeah, that's the one he Bro? Leaves a mess on, according to him.
Bro.
This is the guy challenging for your world title. They fucked him all up on that last pay-per-view.
I saw I may have had a couple drinks last night watching the pay-per-view, and I went down, I opened my dumb mouth about, for some ungodly reason, do you remember when Seth Rollins dick picture got leaked, like,
yep.
For some strange reason, I saved it on my laptop.
Of course you did.
And I felt like last night was a good time to tell the group that I had this and then rattle off the list of wrestlers' penises I have seen.
Oh, penises now.
Davey
Richards. Miro.
Wait, how'd you see Miro?
You never saw the Miro Lana video?
No. All right, links.
Oh God, I don't know where to find. That was years ago.
Wait, Miro and Lana.
Oh, yeah, actually, do you know where I? You know who showed me that? Kate at the Brown Bear Pub during a live show that we did. Me and
wait, was it ago. Kate at the Brown Bear, or was it Kate while at the Brown Bear?
Kate at the Brown Bear?
No, is so Kate the Great at the Brown Bear.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant Kate at the Brown Bear. I'm like, wait a minute, who's this? Who's this extra character?
What? No, no, KTG, KTG at the Brown Bear.
Well, he didn't show it to you.
Miro?
No, KJG didn't show you the video.
No, Kate did.
Yeah, Kate did.
Kate the Great.
Hey, you want to see Rusev fucking?
It well, no, it came up in conversation.
Of course it did. And I bet you KJG went, oh.
Probably. Yeah. But then there's like, we've seen.
My man, Pots and Pans.
We've seen the Charlotte. We've seen Charlotte Nudie. We've seen the Paige stuff.
Charlotte Nudie. I saw Alexa Bliss had one that was around.
Who else? Oh, Caitlin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
And Brad Maddox. And Brad Maddox. Crossing, trying not to cross swords.
A lot of
I didn't realize Rusev and Lana had one.
Yeah, he's got like a little hammer.
Well, so did Seth, no?
Yes.
And apparently Davey Richards, too.
Davey Richards looked good. It's a real conversation, people.
Who's Catalina White?
I don't fucking know.
It says Catalina White goes from WWE to Justice's BWC. Who the fuck is this? Oh, God. All right. Somebody's going a little nuts with the fucking Rhea Ripley fucking animated shit. Jesus Christ, people. Oh, here we go. Eo, bro, what did I stumble into?
Get out. Abort, Tony. Hit the escape button. Shit. Escape, Tony. Get out while you still can.
No, this is fascinating. You guys can't see the reflection in my glasses, right?
No, I don't think
I see a dick, I think, in your glasses.
Bro, Io Sky, Liv Morgan cosplay, lesbian wrestling sex, hentai. Yep, this is what I was looking for. Not of Minnesota. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, get out, dude.
Alexa Bliss having flying fuck with Liv Morgan, Finn Balor. Oh my God! What the fuck, people? What is wrong with you? Oh no, Alexa, never mind. Jesus Christ!
That's probably like the least worst thing that Alexa has heard in your house.
Yeah, you're. Holy yeah, shit. Don't go down that rabbit hole, Tony. There's some fucking sick wrestling fans out there.
Oh my God! What is wrong with people? I guess there's an audience for this, right?
Like, there's like an audience for everything.
Oh my goodness.
There's a whole fucking subgenre.
Yep.
Terrible.
Don't go there, Tony. Stay out. Stay out the bushes.
Hey, you know what? I don't even go on 4chan anymore. I can't tell you the last time I was on 4chan. It was probably like a year ago.
Oh, we need to have Louis back on to get you back there.
You know what? We do need to have Louis back on.
Put him on the list.
Yep.
Put him on the list for the barbecue.
Maybe him and his son do a dual show.
Oh, son come.
Yeah.
Come.
That's their team name. Come, people.
I know.
No, I'm telling the people listening. We don't just say come when we talk about Louis.
Are you telling the people to come?
Yeah, come to the barbecue.
Big cock coming out of your mouth. On,
easy with the fucking wild invites, Tony.
You don't want the sign girls showing up taking their bras off?
No, I don't. I don't. I got a fucking care package in the mail from Milwaukee Tom.
Oh, God.
Oh, I did, too. It was awesome.
The Hodag? Is it a Hodag?
Yeah, Hodag.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Hodag stuff.
He's the fucking man. I love Tom. That's like I got a mouse pad at work now.
It's like a creature. A Hodag, Tony.
Yeah, it's the Jersey Devil of Milwaukee.
Of Wisconsin. H-O-D-A-G.
Hodag. Is that like a badger?
No, it looks like some kind of, like a creature.
Like a dinosaur, almost. Yeah, there you go.
With like horns. He's a horny little guy.
So but is the Hodag.
Yeah, and I got a Hodag koozie. And a keychain and like a permit to hunt him. I gave it to my wife. She could kill a Hodag if she wants. My poor wife. What's up with me? I took a piece out of the table here. Like, I smashed that fucking soundboard. smashed like a fucking the psychopath that I
Oh, we watched you do it.
Yeah, we saw
I know, it's a shame we didn't record it.
Brenda, why didn't we fucking press
because I don't think you don't know how long I was fucking messing with it. Like I just plugged it in and I plugged in the soundboard and I was like, great, this sounds great. I checked it like four times this week, and then this fucking echo and this warbling, and I'm like, what the fuck?
What
do you guys know what today is, Tony? Brendofly?
Is today a SummerSlam anniversary?
It is. It is.
Is today 97?
Yeah, 29 years ago. Fucking feel old, brothers.
Tony, yeah. Were you at that one?
Yes, I was.
Nice.
That was Heart and Soul, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Meadowlands, yeah.
Brenda, you want to talk about souvenirs? I bought myself an extra large Heart and Soul shirt. I sold that son of a bitch, what, like last year, 2 years ago?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I got like $250 for it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep. Apparently, and I was just going through shit in the attic. I'm like, people buy like used wrestling shirts. I bought a Sunny shirt for my wife, who's never worn it, by the way. and I think that one only cost me $40. But yeah, dude, fucking... I went on eBay. I'm like, I can't believe how much money some of these t-shirts get. Heart and Soul was like an anomaly. It was off the charts fucking how much money that fucking shirt like commands.
Yeah, those, like, those fucking original t-shirts, you get a lot.
I had the Do It Till I'm Raw and Put a Little Smackdown on It shirts. And I think I wound up selling them for like $40 together.
You still have any old ECW shirts lying around?
I have my original ECF and W shirt somewhere, but that thing is like, it's not ripped, but it's fucking well worn. As a matter of fact, where the fuck did we go that I actually wore that shirt to? When the fuck I feel like I wore that shirt somewhere. Maybe I wore it the night we were watching One Night Stand. Did you guys come over to my place to watch One Night Stand, the first one?
I don't know, dude. That was like, know, fucking like 20 a long time
years.
Yeah, ago.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, those all, like, I have that Francine and that Taz shirt. I bet you if I tried to sell those online, I'd get a fucking pretty penny for those.
Oh, the Francine 469?
Yeah. Yeah. And
I got the, what was it, the Rogue Horseman shirt, the Brian Pillman?
Oh, I got my new pod.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a guy online. He does like t-shirt runs.
Oh, so yeah.
This is the new one. It's a Pillman one.
Oh, that's sick.
Nice.
And then on the back it says Loose Cannon. It's got the WWF logo on it. I don't know how he gets away with doing them, but he reproduces those event shirts. I have a Good Friends Better Enemies one. I have a Survivor Series 94 one. I have a Heart and Soul one. He does like limited runs. So he did one for Canada Day. I got all these like Bret Hart, Hart Foundation ones, the Pillman one.
That's awesome.
A real fucking dork.
I really wish.
I can hear myself again.
Nice. I wish I saved my the one I had. I wish I saved. I had the Elimination Chamber, the original one, shirt. I'd probably fetch a pretty penny for that one these days.
No shit.
Sorry, I had it muted. Was that your air that just kicked on?
Oh, here? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a touch of silence and you heard it kick on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but man, 29 years ago, fucking SummerSlam 1997. Can you fucking believe it?
Mick Foley exposed the lack of a dude love tattoo on his chest. We saw
He sweat it off.
We saw Austin break his friggin' neck.
Yeah.
And we saw Bret Hart win his fifth and final WWF championship.
That was a hell of a match, too. What a
it really great, was. It was so good the way match. Sean fucking fucked it all up. The crowd booed Christy Whitman out of the building.
Yeah, didn't they give away a car?
They gave away something, but she was also there to promote the fact that, like, that wrestling was no longer going to be, like, taxed.
Tax.
Like,
yeah.
So she did something good, and everybody's like, boo!
I remember specifically there was a picture of her and like Undertaker with something written on a tombstone in the paper. when they announced that. Very weird.
It was a good show. I enjoyed
it. The cage match opening up. That might have been the last, either maybe not the last, but one of the last blue cages.
I think it was, right?
They've used that cage for other shit, though. Didn't they use that for Kennel in a Cell?
No, I think that was a... Unless they used it... Oh, yeah, because they had the two cages for that.
Yeah, they painted it black after this one. This was the last time it was blue.
It's a...
Uh-oh.
It's a picture of Whitman and just a very grumpy-looking Undertaker with a tombstone that says RIP 31797. Just Google Undertaker and Christy Whitman. It's the first thing that comes up. Our goofy governors from NJ.com. I think I might use this as the show photo.
Please do.
Holy shit.
Well, I bring that up because SummerSlam, you know, the biggest party of the summer. I fucking love SummerSlam. It used to be on like Monday or Tuesday night. 1990 SummerSlam is by far, though, my favorite. You guys have a favorite SummerSlam?
Oh, God.
It's tough. If I have to go with one, I think I got to go with 02.
That's HK's favorite, too, right? We always go back to that for homework.
Did we? I don't think we've watched a single match off that one. He goes more like 04 or 05.
Oh, okay. 04 maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 02 was, as I say, it was Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio in one of the best opening matches ever at Brock and Rock main event. Yeah, it's Shawn Michaels' return with Triple H. So,
I don't know.
Eddie Guerrero was a banger. Undertaker 90. And Test was not good, but you know they all can't be winners.
90 fucking like just checks every box for me. Power and Glory destroying the Rockers. Kerry Von Erich just winning the IC title from Mr. Perfect in a very not great match.
It was quick, right?
It was real quick, like surprisingly quick. That the Hart Foundation beating the Demos and LOD exposing the third man gimmick.
Yeah, that was great.
Bad News Brown, Jake, the Harlem River Sewer Rats against the Snake with the Boss Man as the special enforcer. Dusty against Macho Man. Fucking the DiBiase is he's paying Sapphire, he's sending her all the gifts. Hogan and Earthquake was whatever, you know. He took two fucking Earthquake squashes and he sat right up, brother.
Hogan must pose, man. Come on.
And then fucking Warrior and Rude in a cage where Rude worked his ass off to make that fucking dildo look good. Love it. I love 90.
I don't know, man. 88's always my go-to. Mega Powers, Mega Bucks. Honky Tonk Man issuing that open challenge. And Superstar Billy Graham going, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You don't know who's coming.
The secret weapon, Tony.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Them bloomers.
Fucking bloomers, baby.
He's not here to defend himself, but Miss Elizabeth is so much greater than Slick.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
100%. Manager of Champions, that Liz.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Multi-time world champions under her tutelage. Tutelage. That's a word we don't hear enough anymore.
You bringing it back?
Yeah. You know what? No.
No?
It's like bringing back Okerlin. For what reason? That was a Gorilla Monsoon staple. Why would I try to bring that back? Next thing you know, fucking Michael Cole will be saying tutelage every fucking week on Raw.
Now he says harm's way. Every match, somebody's getting in harm's way.
Well, at least we don't really get fucking separation anymore. Not much, anyway. Although I do like that he fucking shouted out Taz.
Yeah. Brother. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was SummerSlam.
Yeah. It was okay. It wasn't terrible.
It exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'd take night one over night two, but... You know, it served its purpose. Made me happy.
I really do think, though, we need to go back to one night for SummerSlam.
Yes. You really could have just made this like a 3.5-hour show. it would have been just fine with eight matches.
Eight matches, it's not 3.5 hours. With all the ads, it's going to be a 5-hour show.
You could just get rid of the fucking ads.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to do that.
It's like you get like a 3-hour WWE show with like 90 minutes worth of action, or you get a 6-hour AEW show with nonstop fucking wrestling. You can't even catch your goddamn breath. There has to be a happy medium.
Yeah, when they stop making money, they'll go back to the way it used to be.
I don't know. I feel like you make more money if people are happy.
Stockholders are pretty happy.
They're making money. Did you guys catch the Dark Side of the Ring on Big Bubber?
I did not.
I did. It was a pretty sad one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was anything that we didn't know.
No, I think, I think they pretty much hit it all.
Right? I do feel bad for his daughter. Like, she had to go into school during the Attitude Era, like, after he, like, cooked a dog and ruined the funeral and then got hung.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really did get the fucking short end of those fucking sticks, huh? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the second half of his career was what could have been and what it ended up being. Boy, what a change.
I thought it was sad, but it was fine. It was good.
Yeah. There's one story I wish that that I guarantee Cornette old and they didn't put in is when he was Big Bubba. It's, you know, it's 86 or whatnot, and they get up to the building, they're taking a cab, and Bubba gets out and he puts his hand on the top of the cab, and the cab driver closed the door, latched it, and it locked with his fingers still in the still in there. And because Bubba was so tough and nothing hurt Bubba, all he did was, "Hey, buddy, can you open the door?" Guy doesn't realize it. Buddy, hands in the door, and the guy finally gets it. He was like, "Oh, shoot, sorry. Thank you." Cornette said he didn't sell it until he walked into the building and fell down screaming. But they said, like, Bubba was tough. Bubba doesn't sell anything. There were fans around, so.
Well, yeah, Cornette tells the story with the chair where he punched through the chair Dusty was hitting him with. They thought,
Love that one.
They
saw
Klondike Bill was going to fucking fix it, make it a working chair, and then he came back and was like, "Oh, Bill, that chair looked great when he came apart." And he was like, "Oh, shit, I didn't fucking do it."
And his hat doesn't even fall off. It was amazing. They actually redid that 10 years later with Haku when he was part of the Stud stable. That was the first time I saw it.
The manager of the Tonga Brothers now?
Love that. Absolutely.
Great for him.
Yeah.
Hey, did they talk about Big Bubba losing fucking Cornette in the lights?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they sure did.
Because, and then they talked about his payoff being lower than everybody else's, and that's why he walked.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
And then he said, "Work with Hogan, $12,000 a week." Good for him.
Brother. I'm interested in this week's
Renegade. This guy wrestled for 3 years, did nothing, and stripped. How are they going to turn that into a 1-hour show?
Well, he also fucking killed himself.
Yeah, I mean,
I know, but
he was put in a terrible position where fans were made to think he was the fucking ultimate warrior.
Yep.
Yeah, when Hogan's hyping you up as the ultimate surprise.
And then those fucking drop kicks, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I can never unsee those. They're in my dreams. Yeah.
Who was the one that threw water on his face and said, "You're not a warrior," or something like that? I can't remember. And then, he never used the face paint again. It might have been like Kevin Sullivan.
It sounds like a Kevin Sullivan thing.
Yeah.
He used to just paint the R on his face too, right?
Yeah, for retard.
It's not nice, bro. He didn't have much of a. Do you have much of a career outside of WWE? No, he was in the WWF.
I doubt it. He wasn't. No, he was gone by probably 98.
He did a dark match in 93 against the Brooklyn Brawler as Rio, Lord of the Jungle.
That sounds fucking familiar.
He wrestled a lot in war.
Wow.
Here's one. 1993, King Haku and the Great Kabuki against John Tenta and Rio, Lord of the Jungle. Let's get some wrestling and romance up in here, people.
No.
Why?
You could always count on war for weird partnerships.
Yeah. Look at this. Lionheart defeats Rio, Lord of the Jungle, 1994. Renegade was in WCW till 1998.
Yeah, he was a jobber.
Yeah. His team with Joe Gomez.
December of 98 was his last match in WCW. Wow.
Wow. I didn't think it was that long. But yeah.
They signed him for a fucking 3-year deal, bro.
Wow.
That's had to have been what it was, right?
Yeah.
There's no way they kept renewing him year after year.
He was catching W's on Worldwide and Pro, but he was losing on everything else.
Sounds right. He was Julio in that shitty stable with Joel Gomez, Hard Work, Bobby Walker, all the other Teddy Long losers.
They were in a stable?
Yeah, Teddy Long, or maybe it wasn't a real stable, but Teddy Long was all their manager.
Fascinating.
Yeah, good shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see that one. That should be a good one. I know you didn't watch, Tony, but AEW was good this week. I enjoyed AEW.
I'm sure it was.
What the build to All In is on.
Oh God, when is All In?
End of the month?
Yeah. Oh, the last Sunday of the month.
No wonder the build is on. There's only 3 weeks to go.
Yeah, but they've been building it for a couple of weeks already.
Wait, All In is in the UK?
Yes. Yeah, so sure. It's at 1 o'clock.
You know what? Real quick, the pivot back to SummerSlam.
Please.
I was very happy that they were on very early, and they were over very early. That was a big plus in my book.
Yeah, look, it's easy. It's an easy watch. It's done by before 10 o'clock. You can't beat that.
Yep. Yep. Shit, I'm yawning.
Yeah. Well, Dynamite was good, man. I thought Maya World and Persephone was great. I just, you know, it's another one of those, like, I just don't understand. Like, I don't know how these other promotions benefit from working with AEW if their fucking top champions are losing on national TV.
CMLL's doing just fine.
I know, but like even with like the interference from Chris Statlander and Sheeta, like there's no value for Persephone.
Persephone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny that three of the losers of the opening ladder match the week before for the international title all got title shots on Dynamite. Nick Wayne and Jack Perry lost to Andrade, and then Commander lost to Moxley. They were all fighting for that title shot.
Well, now we're going to have another tournament, Tony.
Oh, yeah. They announced it. I think they announced the
today,
the competitors
right?
On today. YouTube? Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry, Tony. The Continental Classic, it's not going anywhere. But we're going to have a tournament for the Continental Cup, where the winner becomes the Continental Champion and gets the Continental Cup.
So it's a tournament for the Continental Championship.
And a cup.
But why? Why do we need a cup?
I don't work at AEW, so I don't know. But they have a cup.
Oh. We need a tournament.
Oh, okay.
16-man tournament.
Oh, so this isn't like the Continental where there's Block A and Block B?
No, that'll be back in the December. Don't worry.
So somebody's going to win the Continental title, and then they're going to have to give it up in December.
Or win the tournament. I mean, who says John Moxley's not going to run? This. Yeah.
Wait, so John Moxley's the champ, but he's got to defend it in the tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck? They didn't announce anything
And you know what? I love it. Fuck it. Let's do it. Fuck it.
Oh, Nigel's in it.
Fuck yeah. Good for him.
So is the conglomeration.
Great. All of them. Are they all like wrestling the same match? Like, is it like the conglomeration versus Moxley? Or are they all getting their own fucking parts in the tournament?
Fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome. Let's see. Did they announce it? I don't see it on, no. Wrestle Dream was announced.
Yeah.
I
just did a couple of searches. I didn't
see anything. Real quick, what's the pay-per-view they do at the end of the year here in Newark?
They usually do whatever the November Full Gear.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I think because
I started looking for tickets. Tickets are not on sale yet.
Well, I don't know where they're doing it this year.
They got to be doing it in Newark, right? Don't they do it in Newark every year?
I think they did a Phoenix. So this year they're doing it in Phoenix, Tony.
Well, that fucking blows goats.
Sorry, buddy. Maybe they do World's End there? Well,
maybe.
They just did fucking a Double or Nothing in New York.
All right, great. Huzzah.
Well, you can't be coming back. Can't keep coming back to the same market, buddy.
We all
it's
can't
the market
that
makes some fucking money.
Right? All Out's in Chicago in September.
Yeah,
Wrestle Dream.
New York makes the money, though. Don't they?
So does Chicago.
So does Chicago. And then Wrestle Dream's in Orlando. Then Full Gear is in Phoenix. And they haven't announced where World's End's going to be.
I didn't need their entire fucking pay-per-view rundown.
I did. Thank you, Matt.
That's what we do here, Tony. We're full of information. Oh, now we're going to have a tournament. The Continental Championship Tournament, Tony. 16 men.
Okay, terrific.
I got to say, I'm looking forward to this week's Dynamite, though.
Yes.
In Mexico City. Yeah.
Oh,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I will say. It's goofy, right? We have Jon Moxley cutting these promos Wednesday, talking about the Continental Cup. And then none of the announcers knowing what it is. And then Thursday night, none of the announcers still not knowing what it is. Tony Schiavone doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. It's going to be a random 16-man tournament. And when you win, they randomize it again. But that sounds stupid. I don't understand that. Tony Schiavone was horrendous on Collision Thursday night. Fucking horrendous. They need to get rid of him. Leave fucking Paul White and fucking Nigel McGuinness. Bring in Ian Riccaboni. Just get rid of fucking Tony Schiavone. He's so bad. The crowd is chanting, "Let's go, Maya." Thanks, asshole, because I can't fucking hear.
Please don't break another soundboard.
This one's heavy. Poor wife. So bad.
Which one did you break? I'm curious.
The tiny one.
The PV?
I don't know. It's in the garbage. I took it outside. I threw it out.
Of course you did.
You know I'm not good with technology, and I really, really thought I had this all figured out. After last week and this week, I tested a bunch of times. Last week was a terrible show for me. So I'm coming for redemption this week. And the way that it started off, it upset me. I was upset.
I couldn't tell.
I was off last week. No internet. Then I had too many alcoholic drinks and I couldn't hear myself. When I did, there was an echo. Terrible, terrible. Not fun. So I'm trying to bring it back.
Yes, come it back.
The Demand, they won. They're new trios champions. We got new. Oh, they did an ice buck challenge with ICP.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Now, ICP is the only performers to be on WWE, WCW, ROH, ECW, TNA, and AEW.
Wait, read that list again.
WWF. WCW, ECW, TNA, ROH, and AEW.
Yeah,
Raven showed up in our AEW, I think, at one point, though. He would be... Yeah.
I didn't say they were the only people, but they've...
Oh, I thought you did. Sorry.
Yeah, he did say the only people.
I'm sorry.
Well, Crowbar says hi, too. I mean, you know.
He was on AEW or Ring of Honor?
He was. No, he was on AEW.
No, he's on AEW.
Yep. And Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I was at a Ring of Honor when he was there in a battle royal.
He also wrestled Eli Isom.
Yeah. And he was doing the thing with the big guy and his wife.
The Timeless
Adam Payne.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
They were doing that thing right before the fucking pandemic, man.
Yep. So that was legit Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were that was all building up the fucking Nick Aldis, Marty Scurll.
What's her name? Tony Storm. Has she ever been naked?
Yes.
Yes.
For Naked Mom. What the fuck was that?
Tony, what are you doing, buddy?
I started typing Tony Storm naked and Mom just popped up after it.
Who's Mom?
Oh, the machine guns are in AEW too. The
Motor City machine guns. That makes sense that they debut them in Detroit.
Oh, the crowd was great too on Wednesday and Thursday night. The crowd was awesome and the venue looked great.
Yeah, yeah, it did. I didn't catch Thursday, but I did enjoy Wednesday's show.
No, Wednesday was a good show. They went a little long at the end with the Kenny and the Will stuff.
I had to leave. I missed that. I was at my buddy's house. I had to take my son home, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna."
Yeah, it went a little long. It went long, but I guess they got big match, big fight feel coming at you.
Big and like man, now, big like, Norgs.
Like Ospreay, like he's not in the Death Riders. He gave back his little patch. And then Adam Page says he's got his back, but he needs to do this by himself. And then now Adam Page is going to team with Bro Dildo. Right? What are they going to call themselves? Oh, the good, the bad, the ugly?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Brody King's ugly.
I just love that Bro Dildo is still a thing.
Hell yeah, it's a thing. Did you, Tony, you didn't watch JCW, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, buddy, I told you that I didn't watch it. I don't know what happened. What? Take me through a little Juggalo Championship Wrestling, brother.
I have to remember what happened.
Haley J won a three-way with Freya the Slayer and J-Rod.
Yeah, because Freya and J-Rod kept trying to beat up Haley, and I think they wound up fucking malfunctioning at the junction, and Haley snuck in a win. That's what happened there.
All right.
Was there a Danny Moe cocaine thing? I feel like there was something with them. I can't
remember. The results say Danny Moe and Alice Crowley went to a no contest. And then And then cocaine beat Cruel.
Yes, he did. Which is really fucking weird because Cruel was selling everything like cocaine was this big fucking monster as big as he was. It was really wild. But it was a good match. I enjoyed it. They gotta stop with the straws though.
It's like the streamers, no?
Sure, I guess.
Choppa City, they retain against the Brothers of Destruction.
Yeah, because the Goombas came out again and fucked everything up. And,
more than
I'm just tired. I'm tired of it, dude. Oh, and fucking Sally Boy cut a promo saying he was going to take over the family, and Vito fucking heard it, and he comes in and he's like, "We murdered your father. Don't you remember what happened to him when he was going to take over? Like, what the fuck are we doing?"
Did he call him a cocksucker?
He may have.
That's like his go-to. You cocksucker.
So Caleb Conley had a match with what's-his-nuts?
Kerry Morton. Right?
Kerry Morton. And if he beat him, he was going to get a title shot. And fucking Willie Mack was the guest timekeeper and Too Tough Tony was the guest referee. And I want to say there was some shenanigans there too, but yeah, lo and behold, fucking Kerry Morton wins. And
how did, was Vince Russo on commentary for this?
Vince Russo wasn't there.
Oh God. And I missed it.
Yeah.
That's like the show to watch.
What yes, kind of...
and Danny Moe fucking what's his name came out during the match.
Barnabas.
With the cocaine fucking zombies.
Cocaine.
No, well, yeah, but the cocaine zombies were there. And
Outbreak?
Yeah, and Danny Moe told them to go back, and they listened to Danny Moe, and they were like, why are they listening to Danny Moe?
Because she's a dealer.
Yeah, she's a dealer. Any news on the pregnancy?
No. That was another thing I was thinking about, right? Like, we haven't seen fucking Disco Ray. We haven't seen... fucking a lot of the fucking family, like Congo Kong hasn't been there. Like a lot of these guys that they brought in, like, I don't know. Oh, we're getting the purple fucking Haze now, whatever the fuck his name was. The purple
Phantom.
Oh, wait, we're getting the orange. We're getting the orange Phantom.
Orange Phantom. Fantastic.
We got it. We got a Brother Love promo.
All right. Well, anything with Josh Bishop and Joel?
No. No.
Is that done? Is that like...
No, it's not done. It's just kind of there. But he's supposed to be fighting with Cruel now, isn't he? I don't know.
I thought he was the heavyweight champion or whatever.
No, he is. He's the linear champion. They keep calling him the linear champion. But there's a lot of JCW that we just don't get anymore. And I guess it's because they do their block tapings, you know? Like, I didn't see. Where's Stephen Flo? Where's the Ring Rat?
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe right? Stephen Flo's on tour.
Really? With his broken guitar.
And his broken teeth.
No facade. Speaking of broken teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been in that fucking position before?
Yes.
It's great now because I don't have to work. I can just hit a fucking thing on the keyboard.
I'm not looking to super kick a fucking turkey.
I don't know what's going to play. I just fucking...
Baby wants some titty.
Classic.
It's great, and it's so much faster.
Yeah, because you're using two laptops now.
Yeah, I just go over here. You want some Brundo drops? Boom.
He's trying to like diddle his way into somebody else's pants.
Boom. Diddle your way into the pants, Brundo Fly.
That's great. Brundo Fly. Something diddles into my pants. They're quick in and out.
Yeah, so I was trying to watch JCW while SummerSlam was on, and the kid goes, "How are you fucking watching two shows?" I'm like, "JCW is what it is this week. I don't think I'm missing much."
Oh, we did it. We didn't talk. Is this? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
can't hear myself. This.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I know. There we go. That's better.
There we go. I'm
eating the microphone. Yeah. That's nope. Let's try this one.
We got you.
There's a reason why I threw out this.
Oh, no.
No.
Why now?
Don't break the soundboard.
No. There's a reason why this soundboard got, there's a reason why this was in the basement.
What did you do?
I didn't. There we go. We're back.
Fucking Phil Ray over here. Jesus.
Well, there's a reason why the soundboard is in there. It keeps cutting in and out of my headset.
Oh.
Like, I don't... You can hear me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
And so now I, like... Now? Yes.
So my...
No, now you're real quiet.
For that.
Oh, God! Why?
14 years, everybody.
You know it.
I'm just shaking my head because I don't know what else to do. Shaking my head.
Good job there, D-Lo.
You better want the real deal now. No, stop. We can't hear you.
I know. There we go.
Don't fucking touch anything.
I didn't touch anything. We're back. We're back and better than ever. Well, there's a reason why I wasn't using the soundboard. This is why.
Okay.
This is why. We didn't talk about the moment of the night belts, guys.
Wait.
Oh, Tony, what? You didn't know ESPN is now presenting WWE performers with belt of the night.
Wait, moment of the night?
A moment of the night. They get a belt. They get a belt for the moment of the night.
All right, I got it. You know what? It's not a terrible looking belt, honestly.
And
that'd be kind of cool if it was like the ESPN championship, but
ugh, no, it wouldn't be. Come on.
Yeah, it would.
No, why?
I mean, look, we have a fucking TBS title, a TNT title. The UWF had the Sports Channel TV title. I mean, why not?
I mean, but we already have like the world title, other world title. What's the heavyweight title? What's the difference?
The undisputed title and the world title.
All right. And who has the undisputed titles? Acknowledge him, right?
I think.
Right. And then the world title is Phil. Right. And then we have the IC.
No, it's the opposite one.
Yeah. Oh, strike that reverse.
Phil's the undisputed champion?
Yes. Disputed only by Roman being the world title.
And Sami Zayn.
Champion. That's true.
Sammy disputes. So yeah, moment of the night belt now will be awarded after every PLE, and Obafemi got the first one.
Yeah, and Kevin Owens yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, thinking about it, they should have gave that night one to Will Hobbs. Did you see that? I forgot to bring it up. That power slam he gave on the outside, where power he just power slammed somebody right over the barricade. Holy shit!
Oh my god! Yes,
that was so great.
Holy shit! I forgot about that spot. That was awesome as fuck.
He hit that perfectly.
Good for him. I'm glad he got some fucking screen time and it was in a winning effort. Good for him.
Yes.
He's got the potential.
He does. I just, you have to give him like some depth in his character.
Yeah. He's more than a sneer.
Keep him with Solo. Solo and Hobbs?
Oh, like Calvin and Hobbs?
Yes.
Sure.
No, but like Solo's good at playing like the dickhead, you know? And Hobbs could just be his fucking muscle and come up with some one-liners here and there, you know? Will Hobbs right now being the fucking Mustafa to fucking Solo's new Jack, that would be a fine spot for him to grow in.
Yeah, but Solo's more of a, he's not a dickhead anymore. He's a good guy.
Yeah, but he's
funny. He's kind of a dick. Come on.
Yeah.
When he fucking did the roll it back and he started doing day one, that was funny fucking shit. Dude.
That was so good. Yeah.
And fucking Jay's like, what the fuck?
Do you guys know if the Sunday night thing is a PLE that they're doing? Sunday night main event in September?
There's a Sunday night main event?
That's what it's called. Yeah, Sunday night main event is September, and then it's Labor Day weekend, I think, and then Money in the Bank is in October. Right, so that's what I was going to ask you guys when we were talking SummerSlam. Like, they planted the seeds when Oba retired Brock at WrestleMania, right? And Roman was like, come on, big boy, like, I'm not going anywhere, right? What, Oba can't. He won the King of the Ring, so he has his title shot.
He gave up the title shot.
Is that what we're saying? He gave it up now?
I'm pretty sure Adam Pearce said, you're going to lose this if you go with Brock. And he said, I'll get back to it or something like that.
Okay. So then is Oba winning Oba's winning the Rumble then?
He's got to win the Rumble. Yeah.
Right. That's the path we're going.
He gave it up voluntarily, according to AI.
Okay.
Yep.
So Roman vanquishes LA Knight at Money in the Bank, I'm going to say, because it seems like that's the route we're going with LA Knight and the Bloodline. He beat the Bloodline, now he wants Roman.
And then you have a War Games match at Survivor Series instead of a Survivor Series match.
Right, and then Oba wins
Bloodline versus Oba. Maybe throw Oba in there with LA Knight and Solo and all them.
All right. Yeah, because I guess that's the Mania match, right? Roman, Oba, or are we unfortunate? Is the internet going to go back to the Roman Rockwell?
Roman Rockwell? Like the artist?
Yeah, somebody's watching me. Laying the smack down on the... Whoa.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Gonna be an interesting next couple months.
Yeah,
I would say so.
All around.
Happy Hodag hunting.
Hodag, baby, get some of that donkey. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we jump into homework? Did you guys do your homework?
Did my homework.
All right. Is there anything we want to touch upon before we get to homework?
Yeah, Peter Rosenberg is awesome.
Oh, he sucks. He sucks a bag of dicks. He's so fucking bad.
Has the internet wrestling community calmed down over WWE radio yet, or is this still a problem?
I don't know. Sirius XM, so I don't know.
Apparently, I think it was Matthew Burke saying Vic Joseph was getting a lot of love on for announcing SummerSlam on WWE radio.
Could you do that? Would you guys ever, like, if you can't watch a pay-per-view, would you listen to it? That seems weird.
When I was a kid, I probably would have. Yeah, nowadays, not a chance.
Radio WWE was a thing for a while, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they did, like, shows. Like, I don't think they broadcasted pay-per-views. I think it was, like, Jim Ross, like, hey, we're going to talk to the Macho Man tonight.
No, I thought they did.
Really?
I feel like they did. Maybe in the 80s?
I'm going to Google.
I certainly wouldn't listen if it's fucking Booker T. But
yeah, man.
God. All those poor souls when Trick Williams is coming out.
Yeah, somebody mentioned how, like, Booker T calling the match, and then Wade Barrett did shucky ducky quack quack in a fucking British accent.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that's coming up is like the regular syndicated TV shows in the Google search here. Right, yeah. I don't know. I know, and WCW went. They tried to do that, right, with the internet radio too.
Was that a Jeremy Borish thing? I think. Because I know he was always involved in that shit.
Yeah, I don't. They would do like. I know they did like show, like house shows. There's a couple audio clips out there, and then maybe they did one of the later pay per views. Hey, let me ask you guys this. This is what I found out the other day because I'm watching this. I fall asleep to like the WCW YouTube channel. They have the live stream. Do you guys ever remember in the like mid 90s, they did like an all night like WCW like
show? Yes. Yes.
Because they just put that on WCW Live, and I don't remember it at all. And I definitely feel like this was something I would have like stayed up for on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it was Heenan and Schiavone hosting it, right?
It was Heenan, Schiavone, Zabisco,
Wolf,
Gordon Soley.
No fucking Dusty. Way.
The one that's on YouTube, yes, they did two of them. And they like do like a countdown of like the best Clash of the Champion matches, and then they sprinkle in like other matches.
Were they in their pajamas?
The one I watched, they were not in their pajamas.
I could have swore I remember.
But there's two, Tony. There are two. This is the one that's on WCW YouTube, so it could be the other one. But it aired at like 11 o'clock at night on TBS, and it was a six-hour-long block.
Yeah, wow. I remember this. I don't remember watching it live, but I do remember this.
WCW All Nighter is what it was called. They only did it twice. It was
crazy.
March 6th, 1994, and Saturday, January 21st, 1995. Yeah, listen to this. The first one was hosted by Schiavone, Heenan, Gene Okerlund, Chris Cruz, Gordon Soley, Eric Bischoff, and Larry Zbysko from Schiavone's house. And then
want
the
somebody
one,
to put you to sleep, Larry Zbysko.
And then the second one, which was on, is the one they put on the YouTube, is Schiavone, Heenan, Zbysko, Okerlund, Soley, Dusty Rhodes from a hotel, the Omni Hotel in Atlanta.
Hotel, everybody.
Hotel, motel, baby. All right. Yeah. You want to do some homework, fellas?
Yeah, let's do some homework.
So I was up. And I forgot I was up last week, so I quickly pivoted to the dark side of the ring because Big Boss Man was being featured and decided to go back to May 27th, 1989, WWF Saturday Night Main Event for the Hulkster and the Big Boss Man in the big blue steel cage. I remember this very vividly for one reason, and that is Zeus the Human Wrecking Machine coming out before the match. As an 8-year-old, it terrified me. Terrified me.
I remember that, and I also remember the spot that everybody remembers from this match, the superplex off the top of the cage.
Yeah, I remember it being on the back of the video, as Hogan and Boss Man, like, mean faces across from each other through the cage.
And I'll tell you this. Watch that spot again. This is that fucking NBC 1980s fucking ring. That ring doesn't fucking give one inch. That fucking spot was bigger than anybody fucking realized at the time. That shit must have hurt.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
And Boss Man's the one taking the fucking brunt of that one.
I wonder if that was his idea.
Possible. Bro, I tell you what. He moved. He fucking moved.
Oh my God. Did he ever? And he was so fucking far ahead of Hogan when he climbed over the top. Like, he was so out of it.
Yeah, he was basically almost done. All he had to do was drop. He was done.
Fucking Hogan just reaching through the fucking bars and choking him. Fucking pulling him over the top.
I watched this again twice. And I'm going to tell you, not a fan.
No?
No?
Not a fan.
Why?
This did not tick those fucking, like, you know, old memory feels for me. The match was disjointed. There were a lot of fucking, like, fucked up spots. Like, a lot of bad shit. It seemed like they were improvising an awful lot, and they didn't know where the fuck to go in certain spots.
There were some weird parts, too. Like, right after the suplex, when the ref comes in and he drops the arms twice, and then he just goes to the 10 count instead. It's like, you know, pick one. Shit or get off the pot with one of them.
Yep.
A lot of eye rakes from Hogan, too.
Yep.
That's what he does, brother.
Although, there was one of the early sequences, Hogan fucking nailed a big boot. I've never seen such a perfectly executed big boot from the Hulkster. I mean, right in the fucking face, got it right up, bam, put the foot back down, and the Boss Man took his fucking bump. That was beautiful. I'll give him credit for that one. That was a good one. But there was one point, Hogan shoots Boss Man off, and Boss Man's supposed to clothesline him, but Hogan drops his head for, like, to fake the back body drop. And then when he comes back up, Boss Man just takes his head off. But an awful lot of eye rakes, an awful lot of, like, not knowing what to go next. Hogan afraid to hit the ropes because he didn't want to hit the cage. Like, come on.
You could see Boss Man go for the zipper too. Like at once, right before the Hogan was about to throw him into the cages. Like, he ducks down and you just see him go.
It was not great, man. It was not great. I was not a fan of this. I'm sorry. Maybe I was.
Don't be
when I was
sorry.
I
just, don't be sorry.
Like, fucking Boss Man was practically on the floor, and he fucking chokes him and brings him back in. Come on,
bit bad, so bad. Thankfully, the first shot of that him choking him, and then they did they panned away. It was bad. It was bad. Yeah. Now that you bring all this stuff up, now I'm annoyed.
Ventura was on point that night, though. I think that that added to my enjoyment. He was great. That always gives me a point.
He's not long for this world either, is he, with WWF at this point?
I don't think 90, so.
Is it 90 when he's out?
Well, he was there for
88.
He was there for SummerSlam 90. Right?
Yeah. Was he? Wait.
I don't know. He was there. He was there for one.
Yeah,
of the
he was
matches.
There till 91. So, yeah.
Was the cage match with Warrior and Rude? No, what was the match where he fucking gave Shivani the shoot somebody at ringside line? For some reason, I always had it in my head that was a Warrior match.
Royal SummerSlam 89?
Why do I keep thinking that was a fucking Warrior match, though? No, oh, that was the rematch. That was Warrior taking the belt back from Rude. So maybe it was... SummerSlam 89.
89 is when, yes, he beats him for the title. Yeah, because it was Ventura and Shivani on commentary. Because Shivani wasn't there long.
Oh, so that was after that was after this match with Boss Man.
Yes. Yeah, Ventura was there till 91. Right? Shivani, not so much.
He was there for about a year, Shivani.
He called SummerSlam. Did he call the 90 Rumble? He didn't do Survivor Series. And he did the 90 Rumble.
Another spot that really fucking annoyed me. Boss Man shoots Hogan off the ropes, and Hogan flops into him and just takes a fucking back bump. Like, it was supposed to be a spine buster, but he just kind of fucking threw his legs up and fell into him.
Oh, you know who they had on Dark Side of the Ring? Who was also in the news this week? The fuck, Jacques Rougeau. And they barely touched on the feud.
Yep.
And he wears that fucking dumb Mountie shirt. He's such a fucking asshole.
They probably didn't even what they probably thought they were going to have a little bit longer of this, and then Jock was just an asshole, so they were like, all right, we got enough to do a couple of minute or two out of this and then move on to Pepper.
Such a dickhead.
Yep.
And I don't know if the reports are true that he threw a fucking tantrum at AEW because
people are saying it came out that it was. People are saying that it was overblown at this point.
Yeah, that checks out. But I was like, why is he fucking on this fucking dark side of the ring? I mean, the Mountie.
It makes sense. You gotta find guys that work.
Yeah, but they didn't like even go into like the fucking jail cell match.
I mean, what are you gonna get nails on there?
At least he has an interesting story.
Fucking, you know what? Going back to Dark Side for a second. What the fuck happened to Al Snow's voice? He sounds like fucking Pinhead and Nails, like, mixed together now. I don't know what happened to this guy. His voice is so, like, it sounds like a truck backing up it or something. I don't know.
So are we thumbs up or thumbs down on this?
I think there was enough to give me a thumbs up.
See, I liked it.
Yeah.
But now
between Ventura and then him beating up Slick at the end is always fun. Slick took a hell of a cage.
Yeah, he did.
Slick trying to climb the ropes, but then Hogan just stops and looks at him. It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Or like when Slick gets in the ring and starts uncuffing the Boss Man and Hogan just looks at him and then he looks at the crowd. It's like, get off the fucking cage, asshole!
It was fun to see Hogan with something big and black in his pants at the end.
I'll go thumbs in the middle. I can't go thumbs down. I'll go thumbs in the middle on this one. It didn't hit for me right, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Time was not kind to it.
Tony makes a lot of salient points, and that would definitely sway my thumbs up to thumbs in the middle.
What?
I think I watched it with blinders on, you know?
And usually I do when it comes to shit like this, but there was a lot of fucking like not wrong. And I'm the biggest Hulkamaniac there is, you know?
You can't ignore. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I get it.
So who's in the hopper? Is it fucking Hobbit Feet or are we on Brundo?
Brundo Fly.
Oh, it's me. I got one for you guys. I'm going even further back, but we're sticking Brundo in a cage match. And old Hobbit Feet's going to be happy for this one.
Oh, no.
We are going back March 21st, 1981 to the Philadelphia Spectrum.
Ooh,
and we are going to watch Bob Backlund versus SGT Slaughter in a solid steel cage.
Didn't we talk about that? We didn't talk about the SGT Slaughter thing, did we?
I don't think we did. That might have been the week of the 800th episode.
No, we. I have a feeling we did.
I remember we mentioned it last week.
I remember Visera.
Or maybe that was the week I was off.
SGT Slaughter, what a fucking dummy!
I remember seeing a Sergeant Rock comic book when I was a kid, like maybe 7 or 8 years old, and I said SGT Rock, and I was a fucking 8-year-old kid. I didn't realize it stood for Sergeant. I was also not a professional wrestler. Fucking can't not knowing who the fucking legend is that's always meandering around backstage at every fucking WWE show.
It's not like it was a fucking pork chop cash card and you didn't know who fucking he was.
Dude, but it's always Slaughter, DiBiase, IRS. Like, it's the same fucking people they bring in every time. Jimmy Hart. Yep. It was cool seeing Jimmy Hart at fucking SummerSlam.
He still looks fucking great. He's like 83 years old.
Yeah.
It was really cool seeing Rick Martel.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, love that.
That was a great pull. Hey, did you see
the Super Troopers fucking cast was there too?
Yeah, they pounded those fucking beers, bro.
Fuck yeah, they did.
Did you see the video of EC3 from yesterday?
Oh yeah, he commented on that.
Where he looks like he's like all fucking bloated and like just
I saw that. Go ahead.
Oh, he said it was because he that was his second match of the day. He just came back from an international flight. His food was off. Everything was off. So he's like, you know, anybody saying anything, you know, you go do that and see how you look.
He's another guy. Him and Jeeves haven't been around in
That's DC right. Yeah.
Long. Yeah, no Jeeves.
He showed up in TNA for a few minutes too and didn't, and he left.
That's the other thing. NWA fucking there's some vampire chick that's there. She's now with the Ring Rat and Big Al. Like they're forming some sort of group there.
In the NWA?
Yep.
How do you watch the NWA?
I watch Marky D, who does the recaps of Marky D's very funny and he's very thorough.
I've watched one or two of those. Those are pretty good.
She's the Ring Rat, ass big as two beach balls.
Can I just add something to homework, by the way?
What are you adding to homework?
Fucking Hobbit Feet says his favorite wrestler is Bob Backlund, yet I've assigned 3 Bob Backlund matches and he's assigned none.
Shut the fuck up, kid.
No. I wanted to drop it to the background. Oh, we fucking went away.
Didn't he assign the Bob Backlund Bret Hart Superstars match?
Nope, that was me.
Wow.
I did that one and I did the one the shoot fight one in UWF.
All right. She's a Ring Rat.
Baboon swinging from dick to dick. It's so fucking catchy.
It's good. It's a good song.
It'll be on the next fucking ICP release.
Awesome.
I reached out to Violent J.
He don't want to come back on?
He was like, I'm really just burnt out on podcasts right now, guys. And I was like, oh, thanks for getting back to us. Whenever you're not burnt out, we'd love to talk about JCW.
We could probably get the Ring Rat on the show, no?
Probably.
We can hit her up.
HK's not a big fan. It'd be an interesting interview.
What he would just do that weird thing. We were just like, he smokes his like vape and he just like, then he like talks about like, oh, yeah. That's some nice upholstery you got behind you. Tell us about that.
Fucking hand job.
And she'd probably.
If we got her, we would have to play her music throughout the whole time.
Oh my God. That would be the first thing I ask her about.
She'd be like the new Jack of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
And apparently, I guess they did a WrestleCon for in Minneapolis for the weekend.
Yep.
They did.
And yep. Like she was there, Al was there, like a bunch of the JCW crew, and they said like she's like the nicest person ever to talk to. So there's that. She'd probably be an interesting interview.
Well, yeah, she has that disease or whatever too, that where like her whole body like is like hurts like all the time.
Crohn?
No, it's not Crohn's. That's like a shit disease.
Okay.
Well, she's got a big shit locker. Maybe she needs somebody to help her get it out.
It's like some like chronic like.
Yeah, I know. She was like paralyzed and shit from it too.
Yeah, like some days she's good, and other days like she's like she can't fucking walk. What's her gimmick here?
She could suck a tennis ball through a garden hose though.
Well, that was like a thing. Like she put up like that. She finally had like oral sex and it didn't bother her. And like people went fucking crazy.
She's playing into the gimmick. It's got to be right.
No, cause she posts like a bunch of stuff. Like how like her body, like some days are good days and some days are bad days. It'd be easy if her fucking screen name was Ring Rat, but it's not. It's like Delilah something.
I thought it was Paige. Hey,
Black Dahlia.
Her name is Black. Wait, what?
Her Instagram handle, or not Instagram, her Twitter handle is at black_ Dahlia 47.
47? Is that her measurement?
In a row.
That's how big her hiney is.
She looks like she dropped a couple LBs, though.
Yeah.
She the Ring Rat.
Ass big as two beach balls. Holy shit.
What did you think about my idea?
Bro, you got a lot of ideas. You got
the one about the drizzling shits where we tell people to send us their shit stories.
I love it. I fucking love it.
And they don't have to they don't have to tell us. They can be anonymous or they can say who they are. And then we just listen to them. It's like I'm completely ripping this off of something on Instagram that I follow where.
That calls in or something like that.
There's like a podcast where people just send them like shit stories and they listen to them. and they're like,
send me that. I might send something in.
They're like horrendous shit stories. Like a girl's like, I was having sex with this guy and it was like the most amazing thing ever. And he like pulls me to the edge of the bed and I don't want to get too graphic, but like as soon as I climax, I shit all over the place and I will never have sex again. I haven't had sex since. I won't have sex ever again because
I fucking saw that video.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Video of her having sex?
No, she fucking, she came really hard and she shit all over the floor. You know there had to be collateral damage on the guy's balls, right?
Oh, 100%.
You're just saying, it's the shit area. Balls. Shit balls. Write it down, Brundo.
Well, we're 2 weeks away from Hansel Kevin and Tropic Al being in Jersey. So we'll be broadcasting from Tony's, Studio A.
Studio A.
And HK's back next week, so we'll have a nice go-home show before the boys are in Jersey. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of wrestling to talk about next week. No pay-per-views, no guests. We'll hear all about HK's Yellowstone trip. If you catch up on the show on YouTube and you notice the homework is missing, well, it's in the Patreon, and I think Tony made it free to everyone.
It is free to everyone.
Love it.
So if you go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast, matter of fact, I even posted up a link to it on the Facebook. So you can go there. Feel free to click on it. Check it out. Yeah, in last week's episode, unbeknownst to us, YouTube will like block the content, but it won't stop the stream, which I thought it did. So like that's why last week's live stream was in two parts. But if you go to our regular videos, you can watch the entire episode minus the watch along. But the watch along's out there for you. So put it all together and you got a show.
Yeah.
Check it out. Brundo, you do such a great job with HK being away. You want to do the honors tonight when we queue up?
Oh, yeah. I'm all in for that.
Unless you guys got anything else, I think it's time for us to cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We'd like to look for our Patreon. Producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Kathy Hummer, Keith Parker, David Henry Bauer III, and Roll. Thank you for your continued support.
Good night, Diana.
Happy birthday. Let's shit on you.
What the fuck? Pull it out.
You son of a bitch.
I'm going to go pretend to take a shit.
You watch what you say to me.
Jesus!
Have you ever been in that fucking position before?
Petting the cat? Oh, yeah.
You know what happens in 2 weeks?
Went to the airport and got on the fly, and I'm in Jersey.
Fuck yeah, fly time.
Bring me the balls that I remember. I want my balls from memory, right? I don't want this balls.
Right, too many wontons. I know what's going on.
Man, I haven't had good pan fried
right?
Oh, Jesus. Diana's back.
We're doing wontons tonight.
Fuck.
Fuck yeah, hello fresh wontons. I had to wait for my wife to be home because I will fucking destroy. I will not make them well. Yes.
That one lady that was on one time, she was boring. Oh. I know, poor handsome Kevin. They were busting on him. Nice. Real nice.
It's great. I can just fucking blind. Oh, nope. I can't just blindly hit buttons.
Don't go there. Any comments? Kevin, take care of them, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Get here. Oh, no, I just seen me by myself. I know, poor handsome Kevin.
I already played that. I'm sorry. That's the problem with me just pressing buttons.
But nobody ever came.
All right, Jesus. Again, what the fuck was that? Was that Diana?
Yeah, it's just labeled noise too.
What the fuck?
How dare you?
Wait, who is that?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
You got old or something.
I was just looking for somebody down the stream.
I've never heard half of these. I'm like.
Really?
Yeah. I never heard whatever the fuck that was.
This one.
3 o'clock in the morning, banging on my door.
You've heard the pedophiles one, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What about this one?
You know, nobody thought he was like cuckoo.
No, that one's new.
What? Don't be talking about that.
I don't think I've heard that one either.
Oh, yeah.
That one I know.
Right, I forgot it was Monday. I saw it come up live.
Most people do, Ma.